Since the title you are seeking is called Associate Certified Entomologist, and since most of the pests on the exam are insects, let's first cover some basics. All insects are covered with a chitinous exoskeleton. This constrains growth and is the reason why developing insects have to molt by shedding their exoskeleton in order to grow a size larger than their exoskeleton previously allowed. All insects have three body segments, a head, thorax, and abdomen, and three pairs of jointed legs. This is pretty straightforward, but in some insects it's hard to tell where one body segment begins and another one ends. If you look at a beetle from above, it often only looks like there are two segments. Flip them over and it gets a little easier to distinguish. Insect respiration is very different from how we breathe. In insects, gas exchange occurs through a very simple, open system. The exoskeleton has small openings called spiracles, which allow for gas exchange, and the spiracles lead to a series of branching tubes called trachea inside the insect's body. The insect equivalent of blood is called hemolymph, and the trachea and smaller tracheoles are surrounded by hemolymph, allowing the insect to get the oxygen it needs. You might expect spiracles to be microscopic, but they can be quite large and easy to see. In fact, adult mosquito identification often requires you to locate a specific spiracle and determine whether it has hairs around it.